Hopefully the world will still be standing by then. Anyway, before things get too bleak, I was hoping these ramblings would move into a more relevant topic, but...
No, they didn't. We failed. I'm looking at the topic list now to see...
No, there were a few that we went past. Things like,
nostalgia?
No, it wasn't nostalgia. We were talking about, comparing getting addicted to software and things like hard drugs.
So, if you never try animation, you won't end up hooked on it. I mean, the problem we have is that we tried animation and now we just can't stop. So, it's always the constant battle between, am I going to be doing animation or am I going to do something else?
Huh, I hadn't thought about it like that. I was talking about distractions, but I suppose.
Yeah, now that I say that, I think we're looking at it the wrong way. The animation is the addiction part.
Maybe. I wouldn't actively encourage people to never try animating in the fear that they'll get unhealthily addicted to it, though. I think it's more of a stubbornness of I can never give up, even though this may not be the best choice.
That sounds like addiction. You just described addiction.
I suppose, yeah, but it's not like like we're talking about scheduling and stuff before, where it's like I still need to like deliberately sit down and get started. I don't feel so compelled, where it's like, oh, I'll be off having a different day and I'll just be itching, being like, no, I need to be, oh no, hang on, I do that. I do need to be animating when I'm out doing other things.
I was about to say, you telling me that you don't do that.
All right, now I'm meeting my own words.
Like, okay, so the past week, I've had these intense cravings to start designing new characters. It's so strong. And I have to not.
Yeah, I guess it only seems to happen though when I can't be animating. If I'm away for a week, then it's just kind of like, all I want to do is get back here. But when I'm present, you know, because we were talking about before, like, when I'm presented with ample time and ample opportunities to do it all, then it's kind of like, oh, well, you know, maybe I don't need this. Maybe I'm super addicted to doing literally anything else now.
When we were away for the holidays, oh man, I was so ready to come back and do all this work. But that's the thing, if you're drinking coffee, you're not addicted to it. It's when you don't have the coffee and you start getting a headache that you realize maybe there's a problem.
That's actually a perfect way of putting it. Because that's the whole point of things like addiction, isn't it? It's like the craving is more intense than actually having it. Like the, what is it, the dopamine? Like, more of it is released with anticipation than actually having it. And that anticipation is like it's even more intense when you don't know for sure if you're actually going to get it or not. So I think the experiment was mouse press button, a treat comes out. No, it was light comes on, treat comes out. So the mouse learned to associate the light coming on with reward. So they would notice that its excitement levels would go up, not upon seeing food, but upon seeing the light, because it knew what the consequence would be. And then, to everyone's sort of surprise, if it was changed to food only coming out every now and then when the light came on, it actually made the reaction even stronger. They would get even more excited if the light meant you might get a reward.
That's crazy. How could we use that to our advantage? And I mean, going back to the addiction thing, I can't, I mean, I know we're joking about it, but to be honest, a lot of the artists I know have very addictive personalities.
Well, it's why the loot box thing was so powerful. It's why gambling's so powerful. It's the anticipation of you might get a reward. If you were guaranteed to get a prize every time you gambled, then it wouldn't be as exciting.
Okay, so if at the end of my videos I stop featuring all of the fan art and only feature some of it, and then you might get featured, that would make people want to make even more fan art.
Yeah, actually I think it would, because it's like, oh, now it's a reward. Some people are getting featured, now you're going to want to try harder to like get noticed. Somewhat an exploitative example, especially now that you've said it publicly.
Well, no, I do. I try to feature all of it, but I'm actually so far behind that I'm sure there's a lot of people who think that they just weren't featured for whatever reason. But the fact is, I just haven't gotten into it. But if the fan art is really good, I usually try to slot it in a really good place, or, you know, in an episode I think will be popular. So there's definitely rewards to, you know, having interesting fan art or art style or whatever that catches my eye.
Well, then there's also the difference of if it's earned through hard work versus chance. Because a lot of what I'm talking about through here is chance, just the anticipation of, oh, maybe, maybe not. It's not really connected to how well you perform. Like, you know, gambling isn't really about being good at it.
Oh, that's interesting.
It's just the, like, oh, will I, won't I? Again, loot boxes in gaming, exactly the same deal. You're paying money that you might get this rare prize, you might get the lame common one. And what I'd be really interested in discussing is how can we inject this into our own psyche in order to be making more stuff and better stuff?
Yeah, okay, that's a good question. Because, I mean, my first response was to make a joke and say, well, when you get up in the morning, you're not going to know whether or not you're going to do animation that day. You know, to be honest, that is how yesterday went for me. I talked about that in the last episode, which is I got up in the morning and I wasn't really sure whether or not there would be any art. And it turned out that the whole day was art because, and that's exciting. I was really excited about that. I'm still excited about it. I'm talking about it now.
It's probably something you could build into an environment if you like ran a team of people.
Huh. That's interesting.
And if your schedule was small enough that everyone had a completely different task every day. So it's just like, ooh, today everyone take a job out of the hat. Are you going to be doing roughing in between and cleanup?
Oh, that sounds fun, actually. I wonder if we could work this into a collaboration of some kind.
Where every day, that's a massive undertaking for an online thing, because everyone would need to be changing tasks all the time across multiple time zones.
We'll just think if you did some kind of collaboration where you get people together, you have some kind of like server, Discord server or something to gather them together, and then the job is assigned randomly, and then you switch for the next task once everybody's finished. You're like, okay, are you going to be coloring that person's line art, or are you going to be roughing something new? We don't know.
Yeah, that could be fun, actually. The switching is the important part, because if it was just a one-off, it was just kind of like, okay, everyone drew a task from a hat, and then like you drew something that just sucked. Like, oh man, I'm stuck with this for a month.
This sounds really good, actually. So you do it like an animation shoot, a multi-animator project.
Yeah.
But you have it where everybody does one task, and then you draw a new task, and it could be stuff like, you know, drawing effects on top of somebody's animation at the end, right? Like, some people might be roughing, some people will be lining out some rough, some people will be coloring. Oh, wow, how interesting would that look at the end?
Would you put perks and like buffs and nerfs into the cards as well, where it's like, oh, you have to ink this shot, but using your non-dominant hand?
Sure, that sounds ridiculous.
what other weird like Monopoly style community chest perks can you put into this thing?
I think the result would be fascinating. You know, I have a lot of interest in this kind of there is a lot of interest in these community generated animations. Like right now, the reanimation thing is super popular. So I'm always interested in thinking of ways, okay, well, how do we take these people that want to make stuff and just make art, right? Really interesting, different collaborative things rather than just let's take a shot from a movie and reanimate it. Wow, this sounds so cool. I'm really interested in this.
Okay, so well, there's two ways they could go. The simple way, which is just like, okay, everyone draw a task from a hat. But if we were to go the method of actively buffing and nerfing people's abilities because it would be funny, well, you would need a way to document the creative process where it's like, okay, everyone needs to like screen capture and time lapse their day or something with these like weird perks added. So it's like, hey, your screen is in grayscale, or you have to listen to, you know, one person has to listen to a certain type of
they have to listen to Spanish Flea the whole time.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, man.
The task of the making of would, like, that video would be even more interesting than the final animation product, I think. But the person who has to assemble that together, because you've got, like, 40 hours per person at least, and it's like, okay, now I need to crop out the best parts of this person suffering from Spanish Flea.
Another one, you could have someone, everything has to be in crayon on paper.
Oh, now that's interesting. If everyone had to animate in slightly different mediums.
Would that be cool? And then you could do all these different mediums, and that's like, yeah. You draw from a hat and you're assigned a different medium each time. So you get to work with different stuff.
Well, most softwares have trial versions as well. So you could probably even have different programs from a hat too.
Man, this sounds really fun.
So if someone's thrown into being like, hey, do an animation with freaking Premiere. You'd be like, what? No. and then someone else has to, like, yeah, draw on canvas with charcoal or something. Oh, no, like a book of post-it notes.
Oh, that would be a good one, too. Like, stuff that's easy to get a hold of.
Yeah, that would be easier to edit a making of, too, rather than being like, hey, listen to it. Bad music for ages, or have your screen, like, crossed over with something else. Okay, well, this is sort of shifting gears a little bit, but it was talking... I wanted to talk about this sort of mentality of the anticipation of not knowing what will happen to make you more excited and want to see what will happen. You know, the loot box mentality.
Mm-hmm.
How would it be possible to integrate that into a solo thing?
Okay. So we might have to sit here in silence for a little bit to think this out.
How do you give yourself enough randomness that you're excited for the day? This sort of thing that you're talking about before, that you get more excited for animating on days where you are unable to do it. You're away from your computer, therefore it's all you can think about. But when it's presented for you, oh, well, now that excitement's not there because it's the stupid human brain likes craving things more than it likes having things.
So I guess that's why we could sit here and talk about how we wish we made this or that, and because we haven't done it, that's why it's so desirable.
Yeah, maybe. But like when the ship sailed, if it's like, you know, the excitement of a new idea, like, you know, we experienced this just now, oh, let's make this big, like, multi-animated thing that's going to be great. But if that was shifted to something that was meant to happen 5 years ago and it still hasn't happened yet, that's not really... you know, an endorphin excitement anymore. Now that's just like pure resentment having never gotten around to it.
How do you inject randomness? I don't, that's a good question.
Randomness. How do you inject the excitement of gambling for the power of good in your own day to day?
I don't know. Is there a lot of, the only randomness in my day to day is which of these things on my list am I going to work on? And you know what though? If I get a commission that is not on my list, sometimes I'll do it the same day because it didn't expect it. And it's exciting.
Oh, I know. What if it was, say, like, if there's a bunch of, like, different chores that you're putting off, there could be, like, the type of thing that you have to do regularly, but you often just don't get around to it, like doing laundry or whatever, to things that get put off for a long time, like going to the dentist. Different values of tasks like that printed onto a dice. So now the chore that you have to do today, oh, oops, today's tax day.
Oh, don't even talk about taxes.
maybe you'll just never roll the dice then. All right, scrap that one. Anyway, project idea. You reckon you'll do it?
Maybe, if I remember. When I go back to edit the audio, I'll be like, oh yeah, that's such a great idea. Well, I want to do this idea really bad. It sounds like a lot of fun because you don't know what task. And you have to make a bunch of weird ones, like you were suggesting. Draw it with your offhand. Or, you know, it can only be in black and white. Or it can only be in grayscale. Or you can only use these colors. You can only draw in crayon. You have to do it on pencil and paper and take pictures with your phone.
The different mediums would be good too. Like, there's a lot of different ways to do it. Like, you're not allowed any redraws. It's like a single tween.
Oh man, that sounds like fun, because you don't ever have to go back.
Only objects sliding about.
Only tweens. Yeah. Oh, we should. I'm going to have to put a list together of all the things, because I think I will do this. It sounds like a ton of fun. And the result is going to be really interesting, I think.
Especially, like, there'd have to be, like, a tagline in the bottom of each shot saying what their rule was.
Ooh, yeah, and I can work that in just as a little lower third.
Exactly. That way you don't need to worry about all the behind the scenes stuff. You'll be able, like, these are the sorts of rules that are very easy to see in the result. If someone can only use shades of red, or they're restricted to a particular medium, like drawing it in paper but like frame by frame watercolors or something psycho, like, oh man, poor that person.
And yeah, but then you have to switch it out too. Or maybe it could just be random once and then you all create a thing. But kind of the idea is that you get a different task.
Of course.
It'd be interesting if you do that and then you put the different tasks next to each other. So you have two people who have to draw in shades of red, but you put them right next to each other. so you can see how one person approached it versus how the other person approached the same rule.
Okay, it sounds like this have actually branched off into two different projects that wouldn't work as one. We've got one which is the draw a crazy scenario from a hat and make a shot like that for the MAP.
Yeah, right.
And the other one where it's probably less people involved. So they're all working on a number of shots together, but every 24 or 48 hours, you're switching it up. So you're constantly bouncing to different shots and doing different things. You're roughing one, you're inking someone else's, you're doing in-betweens for another.
Those do sound like two different projects, yeah. I think the random one with the crazy ideas of setting up the shot would be, you could get more people involved, and I think that would be more...
Yeah, that's a lot easier to manage, because it's like you'd have your big-ass book of scenarios and... You know, pick one, go. The other one, because it requires a lot of management and you're switching it up like every day, it would have to be less people, a bit more core, probably all within one time zone.
Yeah, that sounds like a big mess. I mean, I could figure out how to coordinate it in a way that makes sense, but I think the other project sounds more feasible and it's easy to repeat. So if you want to do it again, you just do you do it again and everyone draws a different thing and different people can join.
Now you just need a scenario of what it would be.
Yeah, I'm glad that we basically just sat here and came up with ideas of weird collaborations to host. Let's come up with another one.
Okay. One that has animation battle royale.
Oh, I was thinking of this. Yesterday, I was thinking of how do you take animation and turn it into like a battle. What was I specifically thinking of? Like an art battle where the two opponents have to face off, and that's what it was. I was playing through the game and there's the big, you go into the arena and you have to fight these different teams one at a time. Well, how do you turn that into like an art situation where people can join and then you make a video out of it and it's really intense and interesting?
All right, so a little game that a classmate and I used to play when we were in high school was the first panel of a comic, someone would draw a stick figure in a pose, and then the second person would draw their stick figure reacting to it, but then they would draw their own stick figure first in the next panel. And then go back to the first person, they draw their one second, then they draw their one first in the next one. So that means you were sort of taking turns on who would initiate the next action panel to panel, and then they would have a stick battle.
Yeah. Have you ever done... There's another one that's really fun, which is... You draw a bunch of panels on sticky notes or, you know, small pieces of paper, and then you rearrange the panels to make different stories.
Yeah, I think so. But turning them into an animation thing, I think that one with like the stick figures of people alternating, if you were to, the issue with that it being in panel form is that it was very difficult to have someone sort of, like, win, because every panel was someone just, like, dodging an attack over and over again. You'd have to voluntarily sort of take the hit. But animation, however, if you're passing back and forth between someone for every individual frame...
That would be weird.
It would be super weird because you're having to, like, plan out all that movement in advance and you don't really know when your opponent's going to start to change direction, but it would still have to be plausible. You know, you can't suddenly have them start to change direction when their, you know, their momentum is still going backwards. Otherwise, it's just going to be a choppy and crappy animation.
That makes me... remember another collaboration idea I had, which was animation telephone or like animation straight ahead tell a story type thing where each person makes a small piece and then the next person takes the last frame of that and keeps playing off of it. Or they can rewatch everything up to that point and then they have to make the next part. So that, yeah, and then by the end you have a result. That's on my to-do list, but not yet. I have this other one I want to do first.
What if they could only see that last frame and had to go from there?
I was going to think that might make it more interesting. I couldn't figure out if I want to do it where they can see everything that's come up before it or if all they have is the last frame to go off of. And then they have to do 5 seconds.
That's sort of like, how do you turn Drawception into an animated thing?
Wouldn't that be so... I have a feeling that one might turn out really beautiful in a way because you have the last frame so you know where you're starting but you don't know where you came from and you're not sure where you're going.
Yeah, it depends on how many frames the next person would be doing, because otherwise it would just be a bunch of strange interconnected shorts.
Yeah, I don't know. That's the thing, is sometimes you don't know how it's going to turn out. You got to take risks.
Well, if you can watch the whole thing up until that point, then it's like that game where you go around in a circle and each person draws a panel of a comic until it goes all the way around and you get your comic back finished and you're like, oh no, what horrible journey did this character I made go on?
Yeah, telephone, animation telephone.
Is that what that's called? Okay.
No, that's what I'm calling it. I'm trying to think of how to turn it into a collaboration.
Well, that could work then. Like, if you could watch the whole animation up until that point, that could be a really fun one, because a lot of these animation collaborations, like the ones where they're remaking shows and movies and stuff, one of the perks to them is the variety in style. Like, having every shot being a drastically different animated style is quite interesting. But I think what would be quite cool about building up one shot per shot and each animator decides what happens next is that's more of a diversity of writing and storytelling. An interesting exercise for the animator is like, yeah, they're deciding what will happen next visually, but they get to practice and animate in the style of someone else. You know, they try and stick to the house style of the original.
Oh,
person.
I wouldn't even have thought to suggest that.
That would be super interesting, I think. And I think it's something that a lot of independent animators should practice, because you absolutely have to do that if you want to end up in a studio environment.
That would be tough. I mean, if it was a simple style, like, say, black outline and no shading, then that would be possible.
I don't know. Theoretically, I would say it should be for any style. It's one of the, you know, trickiest parts about joining a new place or recruiting new people is trying to figure out how do you get 30 people to all draw and animate in exactly the same way.
That is... See, now you've taken the collaboration and you've turned it into an exercise for aspiring animators or for current animators. That's, yeah, that's useful. Not just, it's gone beyond being fun, and now it's, you have to animate in this style.
Well, it's sort of the opposite of the typical remake a show thing, because in that one, the story is already made, stick to that, but use your own flourishes visually. This other one is the story is up to you. Take that in whatever direction you want. But the style is already made. Stick to that.
Wow. All of these things we've talked about, I wonder how they would turn out.
Hey, let's give it a go. And, we'll write them down. And when this one finally goes out, have like a poll or something. And we'll ask everyone, if we were to do one of these first, which one would you be most keen for?
I just want to start hosting all these things. It's so hard to find time to do everything I want to do.
And then everyone's just going to say Animation Battle Royale, where we start with 100 animators and Last Man Standing somehow. I don't know how that would
somehow.
Work. But
I don't know. I don't know how that would work. That one has to have... I have to think more through that. I can't really figure out a way to make it work.
How you would have an elimination challenge.
Yeah, how would you decide who won? How would you have them fight each other?
No, that one's a jerk. I don't know if that one's a good idea.
Well, I could see it being done with still art. So you have two, you have like a brackets where people each draw an image and then you put them on screen and there's a committee that decides who wins that match. And then you go up and up and up.
Well, that's a great way to destroy 100 people's self-esteem. 99 people's. Okay. I think we're good.
Yeah, wow. We talked about addiction. Animation addiction.
So what kind of collaboration should we do, everyone? Let us know. And we'll see you next time.